Jesus Cunha at Stamford Bridge, 1 goal, 3 points, and United are somehow back in the Champions League conversation.
Somehow is right, I still can't quite believe what I watched today.
Look, Ruben Amorim set his side up brilliantly, disciplined, compact, hit Chelsea on the break perfectly.
Yeah, but Chelsea were absolutely woeful, Alex. Let's not dress this up as a tactical masterclass.
It can be both, Sam. United were organised and Chelsea were shambolic. Those things aren't mutually exclusive.
Fair enough. But Cunha, mate, he is the one genuinely world-class player they have right now.
Completely agree. Without him, this United side is mid-table mediocrity. He's carrying them almost single-handedly.
And Enzo Maresca must be absolutely furious. Chelsea had the chances. They just couldn't put them away.
Nicholas Jackson was invisible again. You cannot be a top four side with that level of finishing, quite frankly.
No, Jackson had one good chance. The whole team let Maresca down today, not just him.
Hang on though, the striker has to score that second half chance. That's his job, end of conversation.
All right, I'll give you that one, but United's defensive shape was genuinely impressive, credit where it's due.
That's exactly it. Amorim's back three looked solid. Lisandro Martinez was immense, proper old-school defending at the bridge.
So where does this leave the top four race then? Because it's absolutely chaotic right now, isn't it?
United are right in it now, 3 points off fourth, games running out, the pressure is building beautifully.
Chelsea will be furious they've let that slip, they needed that win desperately to pull clear of the chasing pack.
Right, let's talk about the absolute scenes at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, because wow, that was something else entirely.
Spurs. Still. In. The. Bottom. Three, I cannot stress enough how catastrophic this season has been for them.
They were 2-1 up, Sam, 2-1 up at home, and they still couldn't hold on, it's remarkable.
Jorginho Rutter, of all people, pops up in the 91st minute to absolutely break Spurs' hearts again.
And Brighton weren't even that good, that's what makes it so painful if you're a Tottenham supporter today.
Ange Postecoglou must be, I don't even know what he must be feeling, the man looks exhausted quite frankly.
He does, and look, the players aren't performing for him, that's the brutal truth of where Spurs are.
No win since December, Alex, December, in the Premier League, that is a genuinely shocking statistic for that club.
And the injury list is still long, yes, but at some point the excuses have to stop, don't they?
That's exactly it. Other clubs deal with injuries. They don't park themselves in the relegation zone for months.
Fabian Hurzler, meanwhile, his Brighton side just keep turning up, keep grinding, keep nicking results when it matters most.
Rutter has been brilliant since January, that's a proper signing. Whoever identified him deserves enormous credit at Brighton.
Mate, Brighton's recruitment is just on another level. They find these players nobody else is looking at, consistently.
Meanwhile, Spurs spent a fortune and are fighting relegation. The contrast is genuinely embarrassing for Daniel Levy, that.
Right, Leeds, because this is a proper feel-good story and I am absolutely here for it, Sam.
3-0 at Elland Road, Wolves were poor, yes, but Leeds were excellent, really controlled and confident throughout.
8 points above the drop zone now, back-to-back wins, the crowd is bouncing, Elland Road is alive again.
Yeah, but 8 points sounds comfortable until you remember they had one win in 12 not long ago.
Hang on though, form is form, and right now Leeds have momentum, and momentum in a relegation battle is everything.
Daniel Farke deserves enormous credit, he kept that dressing room together when it looked genuinely hopeless a few weeks back.
Completely agree, the gaffer has been outstanding, and the players have responded, Pascal Struijk was a colossus today.
Wolves on the other hand, Gary O'Neill must be looking over his shoulder now, they were absolutely dreadful.
3-0 at Elland Road is a hiding, no other way to describe it, Wolves looked like a side that's given up.
Right, can we talk about Bournemouth? Because 13 games unbeaten is not an accident, this is a proper team.
Andoni Iraola is doing something genuinely special on the South Coast. Beating Newcastle at St. James Park is no joke.
No joke at all, that crowd, that atmosphere, and Bournemouth just went there and completely controlled the game.
Which brings us to Eddie Howe, because the questions are getting louder now and they're not going away, are they?
14th place, Alex, 14th, with that squad, that investment, those players, it is genuinely baffling where it's gone wrong.
To be fair to Howe, injuries have ravaged them. Sven Botman, Callum Wilson, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, but every manager has injuries, and Bournemouth just beat them with a squad worth a fraction of Newcastle's.
That's the damning part. Iaola is maximising every single penny, Howe right now is not, and the board will know that.
I think Howe survives the season, but if they start next season like this, I'm not sure he lasts long.
Mind you, the Newcastle fans still seem to back him, and that goodwill from the Champions League run counts for something.
It counts for something, not everything. Results have to improve, and quickly, or that goodwill evaporates fast.
Quick word on the Lionesses, Hannah Hampton was absolutely heroic against Iceland, 3 saves in the final 10 minutes.
She was incredible, and she just said she was doing her job, which is the most goalkeeper thing ever said.
Ha, the classic goalkeeper energy, but look, England were poor for large parts and Hampton bailed them out completely.
Sarina Wiegman will not be happy with that performance. Iceland should not be pushing England that close, quite frankly.
No, but a win is a win, and Hampton's form right now makes her the best goalkeeper in women's football, arguably.
Arguably is doing a lot of work there, but she was sensational today, absolutely sensational, no argument from me.
Right, gossip corner, because Bayern Munich want Morgan Rogers and I have thoughts, Sam, I have many thoughts.
Of course they do, he's been the best player at Villa this season, every big club should want him.
Villa cannot let him go, he is the future of that club, Monchi needs to tie him down immediately.
Easier said than done when Bayern come calling, the pull of the Bundesliga and Champions League football is enormous.
And Curtis Jones leaving Liverpool, I feel for him, genuinely, he's a talented lad who never quite got his run.
Slot clearly doesn't fancy him, and at 24 you need to be playing week in week out, simple as that.
Absolutely, and then Real Madrid and Mourinho, which is either genius or the most chaotic idea in football history.
It's chaos, Alex, pure chaos, and I am completely here for it if it actually happens, genuinely.
Mourinho at the Bernabeu again. The press conferences alone would be worth the subscription fee, let's be honest here.
Ha, he'd fall out with Vinicius Jr. within 3 weeks and we'd all be absolutely glued to every word.
Right, what a Saturday it's been, what a day for the Premier League, genuinely one of the best of the season.
Spurs fans might disagree with that, but yes, brilliant Saturday, brilliant football.
That is everything from Soccer Portal X Daily. Thanks for being with us. Same time tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. Football never sleeps.
Unless you're Spurs, in which case, maybe sleep is the only escape right now, lads.